This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters, are you in for a real treat today? I'm going to tell you right now, Celeste Barber, filling in for Harley Breen. She's a champ.
Thanks, man. Oh, it's podcast time.
Yeah, it's so funny. Most people I've heard on this week are stand-up comics and use as a noun.
Yeah.
And so when they get off air, they've been holding it all.
I know. I filmed something yesterday and there was a lady on there and like, we were just chatting during the scene and she went, God, you swear a lot. And I went, oh, yeah. Sorry. But then I realised I had to stop because I was swearing heaps and I became very aware of what I was saying and I didn't like it.
No.
I don't like to know what I'm saying.
It comes out and it's off
into
the ether.
Yeah, and then I want to regret it later. I don't want to be sitting there in the moment going, oh, and this is how I feel. I want to then later on go, I shouldn't have said that stuff about my stepdaughter.
100%. Like, yeah. So you need to plug the podcast on your Instagram.
Okay.
And then on the back
I'll
end.
I'll give you followers.
No. In your story, and then because we've got a big audience, and then they'll come to your stand up shows.
Oh, well played. Thanks, Em Rossiano.
CelesteBarber.com.
No, just .com.
CelesteBarber.com.
I'm international.
She's touring the country. She's doing some stand up. So, because this is big, our podcast is actually very big.
Oh, cool.
So.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I listen to it all the time. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing.
So, tell people to get the pod and then you can get a sneaky.
Do the pod
and
do my stand up, then watch my show on the ABCs and the things. Yeah.
Thanks, podcasters.
It's the radio show that sometimes forgets the mic's alive.
I don't know if those two words actually just went to air then. But we're back.
Oh, my God. Were we on air then?
Yes. And with Harley away, we're relying on Em's famous friends to fill the chair.
Harley's out today getting a nose job, so... Joel Creasy, one of my very best pals, is in...
Can I say, though, every time they say Mike's live, I get a little nervous, like, oh, is this the last break of my career?
And having a bestie in the studio means OMG catch up.
No, and we were just saying the show's getting in the way of our talking off because everyone's like, Em, you're going to air? I'm like, oh, God, all right again.
Well, I've got my coffee now. I'm ready for
the chat. I know, just, oh, we've got our coffees. We've
got photos of the kids.
I can't believe I haven't yet, to be honest.
This is... The Em Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen.
Good morning, dickheads.
Oh, you're wrecked.
Or Em. Horse from singing my tits off at R&B Fridays Live last night. Mummy had a night out on the tiles.
Everyone needs to get around your Insta story from last night.
Well, you do need to get around my Insta story. There was lots going on. I'm going to be talking about that later. But oh my God, if you are going tonight, if you're lucky enough to be going along tonight, it is going to be the night of your life. There was so many like women there of my age just living their best life.
Yes.
They just had their like, it was really, really good. We have a great show today. I'm so excited. Celeste Barber, a friend of mine, great comic. She's got over a million followers on Instagram because she does the challenge accepted photos where she recreates a celebrity shot. She's going to be with me as my co-host. And also, Craig David.
It's been exciting.
In studio, the man with the most amazingly precision the hair on his face. The facial hair alone, you can set your watch to it. I'm so excited. Yeah. He had a fluoro pink top on last night. It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Dolly.
Oh, morning, Ben.
Got a little cold, Dolly.
I do. I think Em and I were passing an R&B live last night. I got caught up, and I think I got her cold. Here's my words of wisdom for Friday morning. People make jokes about my bosoms. Why they don't look underneath the breast at the heart? It's obviously I got big ones, and if people want to assume they're not mine, then let them.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thanks, Ben. Harley's off. He's back on Monday. So today, joining me soon is comedian Celeste Barber. She's top bird. We're going to have so much fun. Craig David's going to be in too. But I do want to give you the rundown of concert one. I'm going to let it go. Ashlyn, don't keep yelling at me because I'm loving this concert. She's like, Em, it's a gig.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. It's a concert.
It's a concert.
So, R&B Fridays Live kicked off last night on Vogue, you just heard, were insane. These women would have to be close to 50.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, the physiques on them, they're so fit. And they were just... they were just giving everything. And so, like, I got there and I got an artist pass, so I was allowed to wander backstage. So I'm wandering backstage. Fat Man Scoop's there. Hey, Fat Man Scoop. Hey, because he yells at it. He always yells at everyone all the time. And then, oh my God, Kelly Rowland's son was just roaming the halls.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm kind of looking in. I can see Kelly Rowland just like being a real creep, just looking in there. And I saw Craig David, and he had on a bright pink t-shirt, and he was like doing little la 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 in the back.
Oh my God, you would have loved this.
Oh, I was losing my mind.
Did you la 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 as well?
I did try to harmonize with him, but security removed me. And then, you know, I went out into the crowd, and it was electric. And there was a lot of women there of my vintage. Mm-hmm. 28.
Which isn't even vintage.
Right. But you could tell that their heyday was the late 90s when music was big. Like, they were dry humping boys under the stairwell at Hoyt's. And it was just, they were there. And they sometimes when you go back to your best decade, you know, and you just, so there was a bunch of 35-year-old women who were 18 last night.
Yeah.
And they were front. And there was these little bitches, little young kids who think that the 90s music is so cute and so retro and so old. They didn't stand a chance against the mums. The mums were just pushing them out of the way. And doing like really big hands. You know, you could spot the mums and the young kids in them, because the mums are doing like mum pelvic thrusting and then the two like dancing like Elaine on Seinfeld.
Oh my God,
it was
so great.
Sexy mums all the way up the front. And Neo was fantastic. I missed a bit of Neo because I was eating chicken in catering.
How good is his voice though? Your Insta story.
Oh. Neo was fantastic. Everyone was fantastic. Some of them were like, oh, and Mario and I just sat with each other for the entire gig. He just came and sat and watched. And, you know, mad props to Mario. He sat and he watched every single act.
Wow.
The other acts didn't do that. They were hanging backstage. But Mario came and sat with us in the viewing platform.
That's amazing.
He and I was just chatting. He was singing along. At the end of his set, Mario was handing out raises in the crowd because bitch knows his audience. and Mario and I, we sat there and we watched everyone. A few acts were like doing songs like trying to do new songs. And we were like, babes, just pull the hit out. Come on.
But no.
I don't care about your new songs.
No.
Just play the song I can sing along to, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was I had so much fun. You can, on my Insta story, there's a bunch of, it's at M. Rossiano. There's a bunch of videos. And coming up next, I had a few shouties. Okay,
yes.
I'm not going to lie.
You'll see that on the Insta story.
I was out and about. And
Mummy gets shouty.
Mummy got shouty. And Mummy got access to Khalees. And Khalees, I was up on stage and then I walked down and I was handing over to Khalees. And I said, "Hot Khalees, do you remember me? I interviewed you about your saucier." And she goes, "Oh my God, yes." I said, "Oh my God, I'm going to talk to you backstage." She goes, "I can't wait." So she does her gig and then Khalees comes in and we sit on the couch and it was just two mums, two busy working mums.
I can't wait.
So that interview's next. And just, I'm precursoring it with, I had 57 responsible Chardonnays. What you're about to hear now is me.
Your voice excitable.
Sitting down with Khalees. I'd had a few wines, guys, and I was a bit excited, and I don't know that I extracted a lot of information out of Khalees. In the end, it was just her and I kind of shooting the shit. I'm so sorry. This would just be just a snapshot of a conversation between two busy working mums, and one of them happens to be Khalees. Oh, my God, it's M. Rossiano with Khalees. Now, I want you to know that as an Australian, I have to say Khalees.
Is that how you have to say it?
That's how we can. Can you say it? Can you say it as an Australian? You've got a heart shaped into your head.
I do.
That is. Oh, she's peaked early.
I love it.
So we chatted.
I'm Em.
Nice to meet you.
Really nice to meet you in person.
I'm a gay man trapped in a straight woman's body who looks like a lesbian.
I've been told that my whole life. So
shut up.
I swear.
Do you love it? Do you love like just covering just everything?
I'm like, yeah.
Are you a gay man trapped in a straight woman's body who looks like a lesbian?
Apparently. One of my best friends has been calling me RuPaul for about 30 years now. I swear. And I'm like,
RuPaul is
seriously.
My Oprah. Khalees.
And then he came to my show actually, which was pretty crazy.
RuPaul's Drag Race. My 10-year-old. So I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Okay.
I mean, I look too young for a 16-year-old.
You look amazing.
Thank you so much.
I mean, but I said that. I'm like, come on, this dress is great. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. Right. And
it's good, but you know that.
If you do that, it's the perfect dress.
I love it.
Thank you. RuPaul's Drag Race changed my life. Tell me everything right now.
He did. Well, I mean, it was distracting because I just kept seeing I saw him and then I saw my best friend. He was just like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm working. Like, stop doing that. But he was like, look, you're here in two places. I'm like, you're ridiculous. Shut up.
You know you've made it when RuPaul Charles is showing up to your show.
It's pretty amazing.
Khalees. 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 Khaleesi, mother of R&B.
R&B.
R&B. R&B. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Khaleesi, mother of dragons?
I stopped watching it. Well, yeah, I watched like the first two seasons and then she like gave birth to a demon and I was like, all right.
Awesome. I love that that was your output.
I was like, eh.
Everything else you could accept.
I was good with everything else. Totally. And then I was just like, that's a lot.
You, I just watched you kill it on stage.
Thanks.
When you talk about the whole machino.
Super fun.
The whole football jersey, matching yellow boots, mama's up on stage. You're away from your family, and I know.
Well, no, I have to say, my kids are actually at the hotel.
You bought them?
I always bring them.
It's me too.
Yeah.
I know, you got to tour with
your
family.
Well, it just makes it better. It's like, then there's like no guilt. It's like,
yes!
Then I can stay away as long as I need.
The mother guilt goes.
It's gone. It's
like,
they're here.
Because you look before you leave, you put your glitter on.
Yeah, oh, which, listen, I'm telling you, it's so funny that you said it, because my oldest son, like, for a long time, he thought that that's what mom, like, they go, it sounds bad, but like, at night, they get.
You're talking to the right person.
Like, it sounds horrible, but yeah, like, he thought all moms, like, you know, at night, they went to work, and they wore glitter, and now. Well, they wake up and they're like, you never left. I'm like, I was there the whole time.
Yeah, of course. Mommy never left.
We are so close. I love
it. No, we're like best friends. Like, I'll be on your security's watch list. So it'll be great. Now, when we last spoke, we did talk about your sauces.
Yes.
Now, I'm very passionate about food, about platters, about everything. I'm Italian, so food
for
me.
And
music,
sauce, like,
food,
yeah,
sex.
That's a huge part.
They're my three things.
I'm into it. Okay.
No, you're a proper chef.
Like, yeah, all day.
So let's plug your sauce line.
Oh, great.
Let's
okay.
Do it. Talk
Thank
about
you.
Your sauces.
Well, they're called Bounty and Full, and the idea is that more is more. Obviously.
Everything with you and I is about more is
no,
more.
No, it's true.
More glitter, more hair.
More everything.
More sucky in underwear.
Yeah, just, right.
More height.
All of that.
Oh, babe.
Well, it's basically because we like wore the same outfit today. We're like, oh my God, I love your outfit. No, I love your outfit.
What's wrong? Why are you wrapping?
It's
are
the
they
same.
Wrapping us up? Close?
They're like, enough of you two.
I
enough.
Don't even care. No, I love it. Are you a fan of it? So I'm a daytime sequin girl.
All day. There's never an inappropriate time for sequins.
Well, this has been amazing.
I mean, we're like kindred
spirits. No, we're the same. Like,
no,
I'm going to like
sure.
make you, like, we're going to just do the thing. We're going to walk up. We're going to follow each other on everything.
I love it.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You killed on stage.
Thank you.
You were amazing.
Thanks.
You did everything I needed you to do.
Oh, good.
More.
I'm glad. I'm
thank
glad.
You so
I'm
much.
Sure you'd mention
Khalees,
it.
Big round of applause from the room, please, for Khalees.
Thank you, group. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Harley's out. He's unable to attend today. He's feeling a bit sick. And so my co-host today, look, she needs no introduction. I said you don't need any.
Oh, is there home? Oh, sorry. You no. did say we were going to be professional, so that's me being professional.
It is the internet's Celeste Barber.
I can hear people clapping in their cars.
Yeah, everyone's clapping.
Don't check your phones to see what people, what I look like.
Celeste
while you're
Barber.
Driving, yeah.
Everyone knows what you look like. You have a million followers on Instagram. I'm going to mention that so many times
well,
today.
Well, it's the wrong number. I have 2.5 million followers on Instagram.
Whoa.
Sorry, guys, but if we're going to play that game, let's play it properly.
Snap back. You know, because people need a point of reference in radio.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like...
Understand. What's your point of reference?
Australian Idol 2004, 9th.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well played. There. You've played that game before.
It's massive.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone remembers me from that.
Do you know what I remember from that most is your one earring.
Well, yeah. Homage to Madonna.
Oh,
so I
love
did it.
That.
And it became a thing and everyone started doing it. So then I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore.
You know how you say everyone started doing it? Me. I started doing
Get.
It because I know. I'm actually just having a remembering, that's the word today,
yeah.
of that. I did the one earring thing and I think it may have been because of you. Let's just say it was because
Definitely
of you.
Definitely because
it
of
It was
me.
Because of you.
Oh, I spent a lot of time crying and fighting with Chanel Cole and wearing one earring.
Yeah, fair enough.
That was
fair
my
enough.
Time. That was my time. Thank you so much for being my co-host today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Two women on air. I mean, anything could happen.
I know.
We'll probably talk about our periods for 3 hours.
I know. And it's like the size of my bra. It might be similar to your. No, mine's actually bigger than your bra.
I just wear a crop top.
trainer.
I don't even have wire in mine.
Oh, see, I've got scaffolding going on under here. I've got my mum's bra on.
Oh, thank God. We are already talking about bras.
Yeah.
So what have you been? 2 million followers.
2.5 M. Write it down somewhere. 2.5
2.5 million on Instagram.
Instagram alone.
You are so, I mean, you must be getting so much good free stuff.
I do. I say the best free stuff I get is, well, I haven't paid for toilet paper in like ages because I get free toilet paper.
Wow. Oh my God, hashtag living your best life.
I know, right? And I also get free wrinkle cream, which is really, oh, sorry, just to quickly let you know, I don't ask for it. People just go, ah, that was an amazing Insta story. Don't worry. We're really wrinkly like you. Here's some cream. And I'm like, oh, wicked. Thanks. But I can't complain too much because then I go, oh, that's not very nice, but here's my postal details. And I just give out my details straight up. 100%.
You give people where you live?
No. I'm so much more important than that. And it's also on the Central Coast, so people are like, we're not sending stuff there. It will never make it. We will not get out of there alive. Yeah. Shout out to the Central Coast. Don't kill me when I come home.
Oh, you love the Central Coast. Come on.
Oh, I do.
Yes, there with your hot husband.
Yeah, being hot.
I've got one of those.
It's full on, isn't it?
I've got rugged husband. You've got hot husband.
Yeah. Hot and...
We're both punching above our weight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but are they on radio today? No.
No, so. You don't get funny from being pretty,
no,
do you?
No, you don't. You don't. You get spoilt from being pretty. Arpy. Yeah. And confused. Pretty people get confused. Have you noticed that? You see just pretty people in the street being confused because they're like, well, I got this out today for everyone to see. Now I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Whereas people who aren't pretty are kind of like, oh, no, I need...
So
yeah, I need to get to my appointment. I need to prove my worth.
I need a personality.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's all about that. So, look, it's going to be 2.5 hours of hecticness. Yeah. Are you even ready? Craig David's joining us in studio.
I know. Well, I need to sort out my neck pimple because I didn't know that he was coming in here.
Okay, neck pimple's generous. It's a goiter.
It is. Okay. So happy to be here.
She's got.
Are you secretly sending me wrinkle cream?
Yeah.
Is it you?
You know when you get a pimple and it's got a side profile?
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's go to a song. I'm done.
It's my show, 2.5 million. Okay. Let's go to a song. She's done.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
What's wrong, mate?
I just can't do the words today. Celeste Barber is filling in for Harley.
And her neck pimple.
I was talking about
her.
Oh,
you can't see it. Oh, that's good to know. Stop talking about it then.
Are those lines on your chest?
I know. I just wish someone would send me some anti-wrinkle cream for them.
Someone actually sent Celeste a little note saying, oh, I've got those nasty suntan lines as well on my chest.
Don't worry about it, babe. We've got those nasty ones too. I'll send you some stuff. It's like, do you though? That's awesome.
You'll know Celeste Barber from Instagram. She has 2.5 million followers. She's Australia's Kardashian, only with talent.
Yes.
So right now we're doing, okay, you're going to love this. You've never done it. And every day it's been the highlight of our guest's experience.
Okay.
I'm about to sing my own theme song into myself talking.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
And then I talk out of it.
Oh, my God, that's the best thing ever.
No. Have you ever met anyone more self-indulgent than
me? Was this your idea?
100%.
Good girl. That's my girl.
Most of the times they're singing, it's me for, oh, yesterday Neo came in and I forced my singing on him 3 times. And then I wrote Joel a note on the desk saying, tell him I'm a singer.
Oh,
you told him.
Oh, yeah, I told him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Find a way to mention the fact that I'm a singer. Oh. So when Craig David comes in later.
Oh, I will. Okay. All right. I'm going to take some notes.
Great.
Yeah.
Today, it's Friday the 13th. Today.
Oh my God.
Traditionally, a great day for me.
How exciting.
Friday the 13th, I always have really good luck.
Oh.
I bucked the trend. And it's also my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Vincey. Yay.
Happy birthday, Vincey.
Love Vincey. Taking him out for a nice dinner tonight.
Oh,
shouting him a meal.
Nice.
So we wanted to do, and we do have, okay, you guys, hold on to your knickers. Two tickets for tonight's R&B Fridays Live to give away, and that is sold out, that business.
Can I try and get them?
I'll get you some tickets.
Thanks, mate.
Don't worry, mate.
Thanks, Pat.
You might be sitting backstage in catering, but you'll be there.
Oh, no, that, better. That's amazing. I'm happy to sit backstage in catering, eat, and just watch it on the screen.
I did that.
Yeah. So yeah. We all know. We saw the videos. Yeah.
All right, mate.
All the chicken.
Oh, yeah, I missed Neo because I was eating chicken in catering. It was so good.
That's the name of your next book. I missed Neo because I was eating chicken in catering.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. 131060, what's a superior... Okay, someone's already ringing and I haven't given you the
topic. It might be my mum going, why have you got neck pimples? Sort that out.
What's a superior lame thing you're scared of? What is the stupid, ridiculous thing, like so embarrassing, that you have a fear of as a grown-up person?
Well, I don't think it's stupid. I'm scared of waves. Waves freak me out.
Okay, let's break this down.
Okay.
What do you mean? Are you just scared of, you're not scared of the water, but you, when it comes empty into a wave, you're like,
that can kill you. Like a big wave that comes at me, that comes like up to my knees, is full on. Because what if it takes my legs out and I fall? What happens then, guys?
Stand See? Up, doll.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. Stand and it's up. Awkward, though, because my husband's a surfer, hot husband's a
Same.
Surfer. And I grew up on, like, the Gold Coast with all, like, fancy pro surfers. And I was like, oh, I can't come to the beach today. Guys, I've got dancing because I'm absolutely petrified.
Just of waves.
Yeah, and my kids do nippers. And I'm like, well, mummy will be up here with a coffee. Dad, sort that out. I can't. I get nervous. I get really nervous of waves.
Okay.
And I've passed it on to my son.
Oh.
I know. Oh, see, now people care because there's a kid that's scared of waves.
Taking the joy of the ocean from a child.
I know. That's what I do. But we go to lakes.
What do you do, dear? Do you stand there and say to him and point to the water and say, no?
Yeah. I say,
do not
do
that.
One day, mate. One day. Yeah. Yeah. One day. Not with mummy. Not with mummy.
I'm struggling to come up with something that I'm...
Are you just tough? You're just a tough chick?
100%.
Hugs. What,
are you?
Oh, yeah, I don't like to be touched.
Oh, well, that's...
I'm scared of hugs.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug you all day with my pimple.
Nah, let me tell you. Let me tell you about this. I'm okay with hugs if I initiate the hug. But if someone tries to force a hug on me, oh, my God, deal or no deal, arms go up.
But, like, if husband or children?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, right.
Now, if there's been bodily fluids involved with the person at some point.
Yeah, fine.
Fine, give me a hug.
Yeah, right.
But if there's been no cross-contamination, but you haven't come out of my vagina or been in it.
Yeah.
I can't hug you.
Right. No, look, this is fair. I think people have new things to be scared of now that they're going to call in about.
All right. So in honour of Friday the 13th, we want to know on 131060, what's a superior, just this little weird thing you're scared of, so stupid, like waves and hugs?
Yeah.
I'm actually dead on the inside, it's official.
Well, and I actually need to move to Texas because I can't do water.
We'll take your calls next. I don't think you look like a fat Ricky Lee at all.
Hashtag fat Ricky Lee.
You do not
I do. Like, people tell me that I look like Ricky Lee before she lost all the weight. Oh,
order.
Thanks. Are you now going to give me some toilet paper and wrinkle cream? Like,
I don't think you look. I don't think. I think maybe you look like Ricky Lee had a big night out.
Yeah. Okay. What a funny way to kick me while I'm down.
I love you. I'm essentially doing radio with myself this morning. It is really exciting.
Yes.
It is really exciting.
Yes.
And so because I have a lot of negative inner self-talk.
Oh, 100%.
It's going to be hanging shit on you for 3 hours.
Oh, I'm so, okay. I need to speak to someone who asked me to come in today.
Hey, but do you know what else
Kim,
it is?
This is not on, mate.
Harley's away, you guys. Harley doesn't like it when I tease him.
Oh, is he okay?
No, he gets a bit funny if I make fun of him.
Oh.
Because... So
had you guys not met until radio?
No, we had, but it's different on here. I think he gets a bit worried. So when I have someone in here that I know can say, oh, my God, you are fat Ricky Lee.
Yeah.
You're fine with it.
Yeah. Well, I told you I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was that moment where I went, oh, no, people tell me I look like fat Ricky Lee. And you all went,
No,
not that quickly. Oh. You all went, oh. Oh, no, hang on. No, that's not true. It was like you paused and we all know what pausing means.
I was just, yeah. It's M here and Celeste Barber is my co-host. That's Celeste Barber you're hearing. And you can follow her on Instagram. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I won't know if you do, but that's fine.
Her and I are very similar on the Instagram.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Let's go to a call or something.
All right. I've got 2.5 million followers. I'm Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Oprah.
I miss Oprah.
I honestly think, you know how the
she's
world...
She's working for 60 Minutes now, doll.
Yeah, but you know how the whole world kind of went, ooh, and flipped out. It kind of happened when Oprah's show stopped.
No, she's going to be president now.
No, she has said that she's not going to run because she's got more power in the industry she's in than she does in the White House.
Well, I've been listening to Oprah's Super Soul Sessions, and I'll tell you, that woman is building. She's taken a run-up. None of that has anything to do with this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well.
Are you a singer as well?
Doll.
Oh, I didn't know that you could sing as well. I'm just rehearsing for when Craig David comes in and I've got to tell him you're a singer. Come on, play the game. The game that you created.
Shh. I do not give away my secret.
Yeah.
13:10:60, it is Friday the 13th and we wanted to know what's a superior, stupid, embarrassing thing you're actually afraid of. This one's afraid of waves.
Waves are full on. It's not stupid. It's not embarrassing. I actually think I'm going to start a hashtag, I'm scared of waves too.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm a person too. Yeah. We have tickets for R&B Fridays live to give away. Gina. Hello, Gina.
Good morning, Em and Celeste. How are you?
Hi, Gina. I'm good, Gina.
We are having such fun times. So much estrogen in the one place, Gina.
Fantastic.
Good doll. Now, what's the thing you're afraid of that's a little bit embarrassing?
Frogs.
Oh,
I live
Gina.
In semi-rural. I love the look of them, but when one jumps near me or on me, or it's in your clothes hanging out the line, I scream.
Okay, Gina, that's weird.
No, I love how she's like, nah, look, I like the look of them.
Yeah, no, but it's weird.
I like the cut of their jib.
I'm sure their intentions are good. But, I mean, I think it's weird that you have frogs in your clothes. I would also be scared of that.
Where rural? Where do you live?
Oh, semi-rural, Bringelly. I also have a pond at the front of my place.
Okay, so you need to move.
I also have a pond. I also have frog food and yeah, I also exactly. encourage them into my house.
Yeah. It's like me saying I sleep on a surfboard in the way. It's just silly, Gina.
That's okay, babes. That's thank you for being so brave in telling us.
And good luck with hanging out the washing.
Ridiculous fear. I'm afraid of them. I have a pond.
I
have lily pads.
Like, they're in my clothes.
I feed them flies.
They keep me awake at night because they're in my bed with me, but they freak me out.
Oh, God, this show's going to go for 5 hours.
Yes.
James in Windsor. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's the superior thing you're afraid of? Oh, he's laughing. You're taking a run up, James.
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm a full grown and I'm a big tradie and I'm a little boy. I'm afraid of the dark still.
Oh, that little laugh at the end helps.
I know.
That's very sweet.
James,
save me, please.
What do you leave a light on at night?
Do you have a night light?
Oh, not to that extent. Just like outside. Because you don't know what's out there. It's dark.
True.
It's daylight.
Yeah, you're speaking the truth, James.
It is dark.
Because when I was a little kid, I was walking home in the dark and I got chased home by two stray dogs. So that's where that stems from.
You're not scared of the dark. You are a smart man. Like, that's what you are. You are just keeping yourself safe.
That's really
you're
cute.
Fine.
James.
Thanks, James.
James sounds strapping.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Are you single, James? Is James gone?
James sounds like someone who could build you a table if you needed him to.
Yeah, but like only when there's full lighting on. Only in the kitchen under fluoros.
100%.
Oh, he's back. Hi, James.
What kind of tradie are you, James?
Mechanical. Oh, I'm a fitter and machinist.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you know what that means.
I do. My dad used to do that.
Oh, cool.
Yep, that's good. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Hi, James.
Michael. Hey, Michael. Oh, you need to turn your radio down, honey.
Oh, God, M's everywhere.
Even more so. You got it, Michael?
How you going, guys?
Oh, darling. Now, what are you afraid of?
Okay, Michael, turn your speakers down in the background.
You're killing us, Michael.
Yeah. We'll come back to Michael.
Okay,
when
great.
He sorts himself.
Oh, Michael, maybe he's scared of being hung up on.
No, Michael's afraid of feet.
I hate feet. I'm not scared of them, but I hate them.
We need them. They're important.
Yeah, okay. Fair call.
What have feet ever done to you except carry you around in
and
your life?
And stink and have grossness in them.
And get you to A and B.
Yeah, but okay. Wow.
Hang on.
This is a really full of day for me.
Michael is sorted.
I'm just getting confused.
Hey, Michael.
How you going, guys?
Oh, that's better.
Oh,
now, where did your fear of feet come from, doll?
I don't know. I think when I was small, my sister used to torment me with her feet. So now I just can't look at feet at home. My wife has to wear socks at home. Even in summer, my kids have to wear socks.
Oh, okay, Michael, you need to see someone about this.
I can't go to the beach. I can't go to the pools.
Hang on.
Oh, the beach would be your worst nightmare. There's feet everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. He won't go. Did you just say you won't go to the beach or the pool?
Yeah, I won't. I can't. I went there. I took my kids, when was it, about 2 weeks ago, and I had to stay in the car. I couldn't go out.
Hang on, but Michael, there's really full-on ugly wetsuit shoe socks you can wear to the beach.
No, but he doesn't want to see other people's feet, mate.
I can't even see those socks, those beach socks.
With the toes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Who can? They're horrible. So when you put your shoes on in the morning, do you just think of happy places?
Oh, I can't touch my feet. If I touch my feet when I'm putting my socks on, I have to go wash them straight away. I don't know what it is.
Oh, doll.
Oh, this is
Michael, I feel like we've unlocked stuff.
Maybe we need to get, like, Dr. Carl in or something. I don't know. I don't know if we're qualified for this call.
It's okay, Michael.
Need some
That's hectic. We're all looking out at each other going, Michael, he's really... Imagine
being Michael's kid. We're wanting to go to the beach. Aaron's going. It's part of the school excursion. You're not going. You'll stay. Well, you're going Tempe bowling instead.
Well, they all shower in their socks, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, Michael. I'm sad for him.
Emily in Neutral Bay. Hey, Em.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, mate.
Thanks for having us, Em.
What's the thing that you're afraid of? The tiny little weird thing?
Yes. So I am afraid of kiwi fruit.
No, fair enough.
Okay, talk me through it. What do you mean?
Yes. So when I was young, I was force-fed a really sour one, and now ever since, I get this pain right in between my eyes, like I'm eating a really sour one. I can't look at them. I avoid them in the supermarkets. They can't be in the fruit bowl. My family agrees that they can't be around me.
Is it because they're furry and seedy? So
They're seedy. They've got their different colours. There's that hard bit in the middle. They're not consistent.
I hate it when my fruit's inconsistent.
Yeah, this should be on your Tinder profile. If you are not consistent, if you like a kiwi fruit, I am not interested.
Okay, exactly. Emily. Oh, I feel sad.
Yeah.
Emily's afraid our producers have written of inconsistent fruit. look, obviously, Michael, I'm giving you the tickets just because I'm so worried about you.
And everyone there will have shoes on.
Michael, you're heading to R&B Fridays Live tonight.
Yeah. All right, sweet. Thanks for that.
You're so welcome.
Good luck, doll.
Oh,
God. Poor
Michael.
I know.
Couldn't even figure out his radio either.
No, I think that's a whole uphill battle for him, like life in general.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
It's Emma and a person who can't put her headphones on. It's not an intelligence test, Celeste Barber.
No, mate. But when you're an accidental model, you don't usually have to do stuff for yourself.
They have those headphones to do the weird stick around thing.
Yeah. Hey, she's got her headphones on, talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. This big green thing in my face.
I know. Right now, we are doing Alpha Bucks.
Okay.
Okay? Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's hectic. It's a quiz. It's great. Let's welcome Megan in Campbelltown. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what are you doing? Where are you going? What's happening in your life right now?
I'm just on my way to work.
Where do you work?
I work in Warwick Farm for a construction company.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Great. They'll have us on the site now. Morning, guys and girls.
Hi, everyone.
Megsy, what would you do with $10,000 if you won it?
Oh, I was hoping to go on a holiday and elope with my partner.
Elope?
That's
low-key hectic. Sorry, I'm just getting the pens out.
Where are you wanting to holiday to?
Back somewhere tropical like Bali or something like that.
Okay, you can go to Bali for 10 years on 10 grand.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right, there are two people in here. It's not just Em and... I know, Celeste and I sound very similar. Okay.
What do you mean, doll?
This is some people's worst nightmare, doll.
Yeah, I know. But also someone's wet dream, so whatever.
All right, here we go. Megan, your letter is C... for my favourite swear word. Okay?
Celeste.
Okay. Don't say it.
Here we go. You know the rules because I heard the producers explaining them to you, so I don't have to. Your time will start at the end of my first question. Here we go. C for Celeste. C for Campbelltown. Name a male celebrity.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Clarinet.
A Mexican food.
Quesadilla.
A type of tree.
Pass.
An app on your phone.
A camera.
A beer brand.
Pass.
A star sign.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Ooh, pass.
A Sydney ferry.
Just sit and listen to.
I know. 300. 200. What did she? I got.
$40,000. Well done, Megan. No, we're not doing that.
Quesadilla starts with a Q.
Q.
You didn't. Luke was like, yeah, went, it's not right, mate. It's a Q.
$200, Megan. Well done.
Thank you.
That's all right. I mean, it's not really, but I have to say that to make you feel better.
6 months in Bali on that, though.
Easy.
Yeah.
You had a hectic situation, and I'm yet to be in it, and I'm so glad I'm not in it because I don't know how I'd control myself.
Well, I didn't think I would be in it because I think I surround myself, like, I'm quite proud of the people I hang out with, and we're like, yeah, all pro things. But I hung out the other week, last weekend, with a no voter.
For same-sex marriage?
Same-sex marriage no voter. See, I just assume everyone knows when you say no voter, go, what, same-sex marriage?
Oh, sorry.
We were at a family barbecue.
Oh, God.
I know. And so we were there, and the question came up. It was like, oh, so everyone's sent in their ballots. Everyone's done it. I'm like, yeah. And I went, right, who voted? Let's go. We all did yes, right? Like, just assuming. Yeah. And all the cousins, so it's my husband's cousins and that, were like, yep, did it. And so I had a little bit of relief there because, like, they could have gone either way. Mm. And then
I think people lie, though. You know, when Donald Trump got, when all the exit polls came off of Donald Trump, everyone's like, no way. Of course they didn't vote for him, but they're ashamed of the fact had voted for him.
Yeah, right. And I think maybe they were a bit, they may have been scared of me because I was like, we all voted yes, right? Like, I'm pretty full on about it. I was, you know, three wines in.
Yeah, of course.
Because I hate a wine. But then this one guy was sitting there who isn't part of the, like, the family, just a friend of the family, and he went, nah. And I went, sorry, and, like, laser eyes went in, and Arpy, my husband, looked at me and went, oh, God. And I was confronted with that moment, though, where I went, I need to just chill here because I don't want to go nuts. Just listen. Just listen. And I went, okay, that's fine. I mean, everyone's entitled to that opinion. Like, I just went a bit nuts. Even if it's wrong, you're entitled to it. Yeah. And he said, and I went, why? And he goes, I believe in Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And I went,
oh, my God. He did not.
So I don't think that's a thing. And please, I'd love you to quote something else from the Bible for me if you're such a man of the book. Like, what are you talking about?
The thing is, I find it, I've decided to really start listening to the no people in terms of I'm fascinated by their justification.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when you drill down on them and you say, okay, please explain to me what you have against people being able to marry the person they love.
Yeah.
And so the first thing they get trot out is, oh, you know, it's sacred. It's a religion.
Right. Yep.
I said, no, no, no. The church isn't involved. They don't want a religious marriage. They want to be recognised by the state
and
by
it's
the government.
And it's an end of life rights thing as well.
Yes.
Which is, and this guy, I said, but I don't understand the Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve thing. He goes, and it's also, you know, the kids. And I went, what?
I don't understand that argument either.
You know, they shouldn't be allowed to have kids. And I went, they are.
They already do.
They do. Yeah. And even if then, if this doesn't go through,
they all keep having children.
And he went, oh, can they? I didn't know that. And I went, oh, well, hang on a minute. If you're just pretty but dumb, you need to inform yourself and then vote being informed. But you can't just be, he was really hot. You can't be
pretty.
Yeah, you can't be pretty and dumb and still have a massive idea of how you're going to change someone else's life when you've got no idea about it.
And the thing is, and you know what I said, and I actually ended up kind of convincing a no voter because I said to him, how will it impact your life if this vote comes through? What's going to change for you?
Yeah.
And he's like, nothing.
Mm, yeah.
Excellent. And I said, do you understand it will completely transform the lives of other people?
Yeah, exactly.
And you have the opportunity to do something really great that's not, it's selfless, not going to affect you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. But, like, if you haven't sent your ballot in, please do. We're doing 66%. We've actually got more in total than Ireland did for the whole
vote.
Yeah. So please send it in.
You have to vote. You have to send it in. You have to vote yes and send it in. If you're going to vote no, lose it. Like, lose the ballot. That's fine.
Just don't
vote no.
I saw a lady holding up a say no sign yesterday. It's okay to say no. I booed her. I opened my window and I booed her as I drove past.
What does she do?
They hide their face behind the sign.
Yeah, and then she goes,
so brave.
Adam and Steve, not Adam and Steve. She screamed that out.
So, well, I... Hashtag living my best life. So, as everybody knows, I split my time between Melbourne and Sydney because my kids, one of them's doing HSC and I have to be there for her. And so, but I'm a bi-coastal resident of this mm-hmm. country. And when I'm in Sydney, I stay at a hotel called The Primus.
Oh, good shout out.
Well, you'll see why it's
worth it. Oh, wow.
So I got there yesterday. I got there late and they all know me because I'm there once a week or sometimes even longer. So I walk in. It's like my house. I walk into the Primus. Hey, Josh. Hey, Gunjo.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, they'll walk over. They just give me a glass of rosé as soon as I walk in. They're amazing. They're amazing people there. They all listen to the show and I just treat this place like my house.
Oh, I want to say, hey, Joel.
It's so good. It's the best. And so I got there. I got to the front desk and I got the dream. I couldn't believe it. They said to me, Em, we're going to upgrade you. And I said, great, great. Where am I going to go? They go, we're going to put you in the presidential suite.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I felt like I was got the golden ticket.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie Bucket.
You were really chill about it when I told you.
I'm not. Oh, Kimmy, come in here. Kimmy, the producer. My producer, our EP, Kimmy's got to come. She's running, she's eating.
She's eating her burnt croissant, which she's not happy about.
So just keep.
Another one
now. Sorry, just keep eating. And so they gave me the president. They gave me the keys to the presidential suite, and my producer, Kim, was there. Are you right with his croissant?
Oh, yeah, I've swallowed.
Okay, great. And so.
Don't say I've swallowed.
Kimmy and I went up in the lift to the presidential suite, and oh my God, Kim. Oh, my God.
Was it one of those things where the elevator opens and you walk in?
Not quite, but almost.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it has
not
a foyer.
Really living your best life, are you?
No. Had a marble foyer with a guest toilet. And then you walk in and then there's a 10-seater dining table, two couches, marble ceilings, and then there's a separate kitchen with a bar. And then you walk to the other end of the house and it's like, and then there's the bedroom and then there's massive wardrobes and then the bathroom is
doors. Like you go, I go into my bedroom and close this door and I go into the kitchen and I close this door.
Oh, so it was so great.
There was an office.
There was an office.
Area.
Yeah.
Is that where Em made you sleep? Just in a ball in the office on the floor?
Get your computer out now.
I realised how much of a bogan I was when I got in there. Like I was so uncool about it. Like I was literally.
Oh, good. No, represent, mate. Represent.
I was representing because I never ever get those upgrades and I just stay, you know. And so I was like home, you know, in that episode where Homer's just on his shoulder just doing circles on the floor. Like I was just running around in circles.
Yes.
Yeah. And then so Kimmy felt, well, we need a wine before we do R&B Fridays Live.
Mm. Yeah.
So get the party started.
Mum's gone wild.
Oh, God.
Kimmy took the $9 million bottle of Sauvignon Blanc from my...
correct.
Yeah.
Half a litre.
My mini bar.
Mm. Good.
And then Kim's not... Kim needs to drink out of a glass.
Yeah, Kim's a lady.
Yeah.
She may not wear shoes at work, but she is a lady.
So what did you take from my mini bar?
Oh, the wine.
And the
two glasses.
Glass, yeah.
So I keep in my bag for the car.
Oh.
Is that, that's normal?
Nah, normal.
When you're in the presidential suite, you do things like this,
Celeste. Did you tell the people at the, where'd you say?
The Primus.
Did you tell the people at the Primus?
No.
Did you tell Josh at the Primus?
Josh doesn't know. They're going to be two wine glasses down.
You didn't return them? They upgraded you and you didn't return glasses to the upgraded suite?
We've stolen the president's glasses. We've stolen. The president wants to go there.
The
when Donald Trump comes to stay there.
Oh, God, I was thinking Obama. I forgot it was Trump for a second. It was such a nice world.
But you know what the best part was? I heard Beyonce stayed there. So I'm sitting on the toilet going,
stop it.
Am I sitting on the toilet that Beyonce sat on?
My bum is Beyonce's
bum. My bum is Beyonce's. I'm looking in the mirror. Did Beyonce leave? I'm in the shower. With like the massage, did she massage her head on this? Oh my God, and they lay in the bed. And
can I started, you see the tears in my eyes?
Oh my
eyes?
God, I know.
I'm so excited. I'm
like, is there stray Beyonce pubes in this bed anywhere?
Oh my God. I don't reckon she. Anyway, we'll go.
You don't think she
later.
Has pubes?
No.
I think she does. She's a feminist.
Oh, really?
I think so.
You can be a feminist and not have the stuff.
Can you?
I don't know.
I thought there were rules to get into the club. I'm in the club. I grew my pubes back.
Mine are back. Mine never went.
Thank God.
Hi, everyone.
So I just want you to know on behalf of all of you, I lived for you. I did everything in there. I ate everything. And then I got home and they left me a dessert plate. A bit creepy. They came
to my
room.
Do not say I got home to the presidential suite.
Shut
it's
up.
Not your home, mate.
I got home and there was a plate there and on it, it had written my Australian Idol catchphrase, you rock.
Oh, stop it. Was it just one earring on the bed next to it for you?
Because if you rang up and voted for me, you would hear, hi, it's Amelia. Thanks for voting. You rock. And they wrote that, you know, ice magic on a plate for me in the presidential suite.
Living your best life.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Primus. You?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are a disgrace. You are so ridiculous. You have a headphone assistant now.
Because, well, 2.5, mate. 2.5 million.
2.5 million on Instagram. Alone. Barber. Challenge accepted.
I don't understand. I think you've given me the tricky headphones today.
No.
Normal, regular ones like mine that I managed to put on correctly every time.
I think it's fair to say mine aren't like yours. Yours are white with pink glitter, and you know what they say about chicks that wear glitter.
Oh, I do now. That is not fun.
No.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM. Obviously, the voice you're hearing is not me talking to myself. Harley's off. Celeste Barber, as you've just heard, has 2.5 million followers on Instagram, so she thought, that means I can do radio.
Yep.
And here she is.
You better work hard at your job, mate, or I'll be taking over.
You are so welcome.
I thought I was going to have to claw it off of you. Like, here it is, all wrapped up in a bow.
I've already gone and pitched your resume to Jace, our boss.
Hi, Jace. How you going?
It's all right. We've signed another deal. Sydney, you're stuck with me again for another year next year.
Yay! On behalf of Sydney, yay!
But then, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Celeste Barber could be sliding in.
Don't say that.
This is so exciting. And by the way, if you were at R&B Fridays Live last night, you would have seen me up in the stands with my people doing some body rolls. And I told you, you need to listen out for a very particular Craig David song, and we'll give $1,000 to the person who gets through when we play this song. I can't reveal the name of the song.
Oh.
But, yeah, there are 7 days in a week.
I see what you've done there. Right. So, am I allowed to participate in that?
No, you have to have been at the concert.
But can I ask Jace, my new best friend, your boss, my boss?
You don't need $1,000. You have 2.5 million followers on Instagram.
Not $2.5 million, mate. I only get free toilet paper and free anti-wrinkle cream. I don't get anything else free. I don't get to stay at the Primus for free. Hi, Primus.
Stop stealing my freebies.
Okay.
Just because you're an influencer, whatever.
I've been told now I'm the anti-influencer.
What?
Can't wait to get that out to people I'm trying to go work for.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Now, you're very lucky because it is Friday the 13th. Ooh. And so we're going to do a segment, again, me singing my own opener into me, and also has been clocked as the longest radio opener in the history of.
Oh.
Enjoy. Ooh. Spooky music. It's crap. It's not true.
When there's something strange in your neighborhood, I won't believe you. Ghost skeptic! When there's something weird and it don't look good, I won't believe you, because I'm a ghost skeptic!
Guitar solo.
Oh, isn't it so?
With my mouth.
I don't believe in no ghost.
Oh, no. Did you know I was a singer?
Oh, hang on. Did you used to sing?
I came.
Do you still sing, sorry?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I had a single out, Versions of Me, one.
Oh, how did that go?
Top 15. Thank you for asking.
Oh, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
And also maybe a little bit of a fashion trendsetter with your little one earring job.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Just practicing for when Craig David comes in and we're going to casually drop that I'm a singer. Mm-hmm. So Ghost Skeptic started out as a segment where I would have callers phone in and they would tell me their best ghost stories and I would say, look, I don't believe you. But my rules have relaxed.
Oh, okay.
And now I believe in certain ghosts. I don't believe in a ghost if it's wearing ye olde time costume
and has
no relation to you.
And has like a bonnet and all that sort of stuff.
No bonnets.
Right.
No bonnets.
Just like
real.
A cast member of Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, yeah. You've lost your mind.
Yeah.
But if the ghost is like a family member present day who's haunting you, I'm in.
Oh, wow.
But today is...
Very specific needs when believing in ghosts.
Today's ghost, 131060, ring up with your ghost stories. We have a double to R&B Fridays tonight, the sold-out show to give away for the best ghost story. Today's one is a goblin story.
This is really full on.
Goblin.
What is a goblin?
I don't know.
Yep.
But I think, have you seen, the Goblin King obviously is David Bowie.
Oh, obviously.
Jareth from The Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
So the goblins, in my mind, are the Jim Henson creatures that were kind of hanging out with him, helping him do his bidding and his
right.
Little kind of big-nosed, ugly, watered things.
Pretend things.
No, they're real.
Okay.
Well, let's see what you think about this. A group of teenage girls were left terrified after spotting what they believed to be a goblin during a countryside stroll. The youngsters were out walking near the village of Taco. Oh, I want to go to Taco.
Oh, okay.
Taco sounds amazing.
It also looks like that's a made-up place. That is not a real place. I want to go to this. It's not a real story. Let's move on.
I want to go to Taco and eat tacos.
Yes.
It is in Argentina, which is amazing. And they saw this strange-looking creature. One of the girls, you'll hear, I'll play you the footage, it's quite discretion. You can just hear her going, goblin, goblin.
Oh.
See, what I'm impressed with, that was their go-to. Like, for me, I probably would have gone, maybe it's a pig, maybe it's a dog.
I would have gone, what the hell is that?
Maybe it's a person.
Yeah.
My mind would have perhaps gone something a little bit more rational. Nah, they've just gone zero to goblin.
Zero to goblin, which also makes me believe, not real.
Well, oh my God, you're such
I get there quick. I get there
you're
quick.
You're such a skeptic.
Yeah, I am. Welcome.
My theme song belongs to you now.
No, you have that because you're a singer.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. Did you know she could sing, Sydney?
What? Okay, so let's have a listen to the girls of Taco, the residents of Taco, hearing and seeing the goblin.
Now, look, I think...
Goblin, goblin.
Yeah, but they still sound like they have a mouth full of taco and you can't really hear what... Yeah.
So that's incredible. I've watched the footage. It does just look like perhaps...
Their little brother's running after them dressed up.
Or a pig that's got out from Taco.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just pork, shredded pork tacos.
Yeah, no one's taco tonight and that pig's gotten out of there.
I'm not getting a burrito.
Pull your own pork.
I'm off. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the goblin story. I'm a little skeptical because... It just looks not like a goblin. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't look like David Bowie in any way.
At all. And I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked to my very core that the phones aren't ringing off the hook with people with goblin stories.
No, I mean,
I don't understand.
131060 gives you Guy's story. It's Guy Skeptic Friday the 13th. We have two tickets to give away to R&B Fridays live. No, you're right. Sleep your coffee into the mic.
I know. I just thought of that. So, you're welcome. Bring things to new levels. Harley, take another week off, mate. We got this.
You and I should never be allowed.
Ever.
This isn't people outside are covering their ears.
This is hectic.
Yeah.
131060, what's your ghost story? Best ghost story. If you can convince the skeptics in the room, me not so much. Celeste, heart like a swinging brick. We'll take your calls next. Celeste Barber is filling in for Harley.
Yes.
Or just walk past Craig David.
I didn't.
He's here. Craig David's coming up next. We're very excited. And I said to him, "Hot Craig David."
And did he say, "I'm walking away"? I had to say it. Do you reckon he'll punch me in the throat if I say that to him? Because I reckon people say it to
worry.
Him all
Your
the time.
Will
punch me
you.
My pimple. Yeah, I've got a shield.
He's coming up straight after this. We're very excited. But right now we are doing Ghost Skeptic. Lots of calls. Megan in Blacktown. Okay, it's Friday the 13th. Give me a ghost story.
So basically, I was looking on Google Maps after one of my great grandmothers has recently passed away, and I see a figure following me, and I look in a few more photos up the street, and this figure is following me, and then I took it to a ghost skeptic thing, and she managed to tell me that it was the spirit of my great grandmother without even knowing.
In Google Maps.
Passed away.
So you have a Google Maps ghost.
Is that just Siri?
No, it's a real one.
She said, so her grandmother, it's very good for an older lady to be up on the text.
Yeah, she is.
She's infiltrated your phone and she's following you around on Google Maps. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever I love you, Megan.
I love Megan's my favourite ever.
Megan's going to get two tickets to R&B Friday's Live.
Yes, take Nana and your phone with you.
Yeah. Nana can come.
Thank you.
Head out to Kudos Bank Arena. Nana will be there. It'll be fantastic. Joining us in studio now, he's headlining R&B Live, Craig David!
Oh, that kind of setup. It feels amazing. There's a new artist to come in here and to hear it on radio for the first time, it's beautiful.
Sweet. Yeah. I just want to tell you, if you stick at this business, one day you will make something. You will, like me, have a song on iTunes in the top 15.
I heard you said it was top 10 earlier. You have to be so humble about it. Keep it top 10.
It was top
between
10.
Us.
How did you know I was a singer? What's going on?
It was
on?
Something to do with the headphones that you're wearing.
I told him because you made me. Shut up!
Yeah.
Say it again, Craig.
It was the headphones. If people can see that, you know, the unicorn fell off the top of your headphones.
I'm a kid.
But now it's just pink and it's nice and it's looking right.
Thanks, Craig David.
My pleasure.
Craig David, I walked past you in the hall last night. You're wearing a very fluoro pink top. You've got a pink jacket on today. Are you having a pink moment?
Yeah. You see how we got the memo as well? Because that's what I was saying. That's what, like, we're on the
we
same
are one, Craig David.
I'm
I've never
you.
Felt so left out, but that's okay.
Sit back.
Yeah,
I will. I sit back and
relax.
The
two singers are having a chat.
You got a little lip gloss on there, a little pink lip gloss.
No, but I have a neck pimple that I thought I'd bring for you today.
That's joined into the you're part of the inner circle now.
Thanks. She bought us diamond bracelets like your kind self.
No, I just got
Craig David. They're nice tennis bracelets.
Thanks from the market. Two for the price of one. It's like you can get. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great. You use a good bargain. I saw. I thought I'd come in with you.
Paddy's Markets. Eat your heart out.
Yeah. Craig. You do have the most Australian name of all time.
Yeah, I know. When I hear your accent, when you do it like that.
Craig.
Because when I'm in Scotland, it sounds a little different.
Craig.
Oh, there you go. God,
versatile.
Craig. But I'll say Craig.
Yeah.
Craig David, you performed last night, and I have to say, I mean, you were the, I know we're supposed to be most excited about the last person, Sean Paul, but it was all about you, Bax.
Yeah.
Oh, you that's very kind of you.
Killed. I mean, come on, you knew it was. And you were on stage and there were ladies faffing. There was like, oh, my God, people got pregnant. Like, it was incredible.
Did people throw undies at you?
No, they didn't. It wasn't a Tom Jones moment, but like...
Oh, but like big mum
Do you want
undies?
Me to... I could throw mine at you now.
Throw them out.
Okay, no, you don't want that.
I said throw them out, not throw them out.
Throw them out. Craig David's coming on. Get your undies on.
Throw them away.
Yeah. No, I've had children, Craig David, so I've got to wear the undies where you tuck your stomach in.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Own it.
Scaffolding.
Yeah, if it looks good and it works.
Make it out. Love Craig David. I love Craig David too.
No, shut up. I love him more.
Okay, I have him.
So tell me about your set last night because it was insane.
I mean, do you know what it was? Oh, yeah. I mean, that whole TS5 show that I did is something that started in Miami.
Can we talk about TS5 and what's been going on for you with that? Yes.
Yeah, that started off as like a house party in Miami like 6 years ago in my home. And my apartment's called TS5 for whatever reason. And then people would text each other, say, oh, I'm coming to TS5 for this little house party. So we'd only be like 10 of my mates and we'd have a little pre-gamer, couple shots of tequila, set the thing off.
Right.
But then people start messing with my iTunes playlist. So 1 minute it would be like, I don't know, some hip hop from Biggie with Juicy, and then it would go into Macarena. And I was like, wow, I'm tipsy right now after tequila, but that doesn't work. So we had to rein it back in. And then that's where I got my first little DJ set up. And then they were like, okay, well, you got a DJ set up, you need a mic now. So I grabbed the mic, started doing a couple of tunes. And it evolved over the last 6 years to... We did like Glastonbury in the UK and it's like 100,000 people going off like it's a rave to a TS5 set. What? So it's the evolution of it's been incredible. Yesterday was wicked.
It was amazing, but you've not reinvented, but you've come back in this whole 360. You're not just a singer now, you're doing everything and it's just so awesome. And
thank you.
Well, I got to know you when you sang for Artful Dodger. That was when I got into, like, for me, when you were doing the dubstep, when that was huge because I had my peak in the late 90s because I'm very old.
No.
How old are you? Oh, same.
It's a cyclical thing because I feel like, I actually feel like that 16-year-old kid all over again.
Yes,
yeah.
Me too.
And I've got the wisdom of 17 years, so I don't sort of take any nonsense, so I can go, I know what I'm doing, but I just feel like... Don't waste time in things that don't serve you. Do you know what I mean? So that's why TS5 is a new lease of life because I used to DJ before the first album Born to Do It. So I've just incorporated that into it. Like my mum, she says to me, you know, this is no different than when you were making mixtapes in your bedroom.
Aww. And I was and like, oh, come on, mum.
You know what I mean?
She's like, Craig, really what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, do the Craig one time.
Craig.
Yeah.
Craig, get out of your bedroom. Craig, get
Craig,
a job.
Turn it down. Craig.
And look where it ended up.
Yeah, you know without screaming your name.
Yeah. Which is never a matter. I'm never mad at you.
Craig. So your seventh album.
Yeah, I know.
Man,
well done.
Crazy.
There.
Thank you.
Seventh album, The Time Is Now.
Yes.
So you're having, not only are you having a pink moment, Craig David, you're having a moment of, I need to be more present. I need to enjoy what's happening right now.
Yes.
I need to not be looking back or forward. I need to be right here, right now, in my pink jacket and my tennis bracelets.
Yes.
With this lunatic in front of me offering to throw her undies at me.
And it's just, that's living in the moment. That is exactly, you know what, you summed it up. Like I've learned over the 17 year journey that, the goalposts always move. Do you know what I mean? And I think once you realize that, it's actually about enjoying it with your friends and your family. I just want to make songs that people go away like last night and say, I had the best time. Mm. And do you know what I mean? And that moment's a timestamp in your life. More so than, did you have a number one record? How many millions of records did you sell or not? I think once you go with statistics, you set yourself up for failure. Whereas I've seen the best things is... a kid outside saying, can I get a quick selfie with you? And you think that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So learning that has made this whole thing so much more fun. So the album called Time Is Now is about be present, enjoy now.
Amazing.
And then tomorrow I'll deal with what tomorrow comes, but I'm not going to be thinking
too
about
far
it.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Well, Craig David, we're getting the wind up. You're very busy this morning, but I've had such a good time. And look, Heartline is out. Time Is Now is out. And Enjoy tonight. Tonight's going to be crazy.
Oh, thank you.
January 26th.
So I'm pre-order now. So you, if you want to
pre-order,
and there's a couple of tunes that you get as instant grat now, so you can.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
Craig David, you are an absolute joy, and good luck tonight. Tonight's going to be absolutely mental.
You're amazing. I want people to see these headphones. Headphones are correct.
Yeah, but they're full on.
Thank you so much, Craig David.
Thank
you're
you.
A legend. Craig,
you're a star.
Craig,
thank you, my love.
Thanks, Craig.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, yeah. Let's welcome Jenny from Concord. Hey, Jen.
Yeah, hey, Anne.
What the
Hello.
Hell?
Jenny from the block stoked.
Yeah, Jen. Jen,
I know you just played that song.
What the hell are you going to do with $10,000? What does that say?
Buy a bunch of Pokemon plush toys.
What?
No, Pokemon
my collection.
Plush toys. What is? How
Jen,
many do you have?
How old are we, Jen?
Like over 50, and I've just turned 30.
You have 50 plush. Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Okay, good. Okay, okay.
How many cats do you actually have at home with you?
How many cats?
Yeah.
Just one.
Where do you keep the plush Pokemon toys, Jen?
In the bedroom.
What?
Oh, nothing says romance like some creepy-ass stuffed animals staring at you while you do it.
Do you get your husband to dress up as a plush Pokemon toy sometimes?
No.
Please don't buy $10,000 worth of Pokemon plush.
No.
I'll try my best not to.
I love you. That's the best one we've had so far. Okay, Jenny, I'm your quiz master for today, and it is J for Jenny.
Oh.
Just checking that wasn't an answer anywhere, but it's
okay.
Okay, so it's a good omen. You could be knee-deep in Pikachu by the end of this. Here we go. That was a Pokemon reference.
No, I'm there.
That was.
It's the only one I know.
Yeah.
It's the main one.
I think Jenny may have won already. She's beside herself. It's great.
All right, Jenny, we must take your first answer. You can pass if you want, but don't, because we all get upset because we know you're not going to get it then. All right, here we go. J for Jenny. Name? A flower.
Jacaranda.
An R&B artist.
Oh, pass.
A type of fish.
Oh, jellyfish.
A month of the year.
June.
A skincare brand.
Pass.
A cat breed.
Pass.
A talk show host.
Oh, sorry?
A talk show host.
Oh, Julia Morris.
Ugh. I'm so
that
stressed.
That was really bad.
Yeah, you were, honey.
No more Pokemon for
That's
you,
okay.
Doll.
No, she's got a couple hungy, no. I reckon. I reckon you could get yourself a few with a couple hungy. What's she
Woo.
Got? $300, you guys.
Yes.
Very generous. So generous. Enjoy that, Jenny. Go get yourself some nice things. Thanks, Jen. Is she gone?
She's on hold. She's going to hear you.
Bye, Jen. Oh, thanks, Jen. Hi, Ben. Hi, Jen.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
I know.
Hectic.
Do you reckon the Pokemon thing came about after she got married? Do you reckon
I would
he
think
went,
so.
We need to have a talk.
I don't like think she's got it on her Tinder profile.
No. I'd like you to start drinking at night instead of playing with Pokemon toys.
You want to talk about, this is really actually quite serious.
Yeah.
You're a stepmother.
I'm a stepmother.
Which is a big deal.
I'm a stepmother of two teenage daughters.
Yeah.
One of them lives with me full time.
Yeah.
I would give her a shout out, but she hates me and she wouldn't be listening, so it doesn't matter.
No, she's a big fan of mine. She's listening.
Oh, yeah, she's about. I know she's a big fan of yours. She is about to do her HSC starting Monday.
That is so stressful.
Yeah, I know. But I actually think it might be a little bit more stressful for me because she hasn't studied heaps. I always think she can study more. I don't care if you get really bad marks, but you just got to have a crack. You just got to run at it, have a crack, and if it, whatever. But I don't know if I am allowed to threaten to kick her out anymore because I do it all the time. Like I do it like monthly. I'm like, can you move out now? Because you're doing my head in. She's like, whatever. It's kind of a joke, but I feel like I really mean it now. But maybe I can't say it because she's stressed because of the HSC.
Yeah, I think if your child's about to start the exams or set them on the path to their future, perhaps threatening homelessness is not going
okay,
to help.
Okay, hear me out.
With their stress levels.
Yeah, I know. But I think the whole, I'm stressed about my exams. I don't think that is enough to keep her living in my house.
What's
is that full on?
It's how full old, on, is it? Okay, how old is she?
18.
Well.
Yeah, and she's been my stepdaughter for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know some people call me a saint, but whatever. So I think maybe I need to rein the threatening in a little bit because of the exams.
It's hard being a stepmother.
It's hard.
It really is because there's you don't know you've got boundaries and I am the mum but then I'm not the mum
and it lives with
you.
Me full time. I mean, I have said to her, "Can you just go and live with your mum for a while, please?" And she's like, "I don't think you can say that to me." I went, "I know, but I did." So where are we now?
So what behaviour are we talking about?
Oh, vile beastishness.
What do you mean?
Just kind of a bit like next level, like just very. You don't. That's exactly the conversation.
Those noises.
Yeah, it's the noises. And I'm like, and then we'll come up and go, well, can you buy my formal dress for me? And I'm like, oh no, I'll strangle you with it though. What? How's that sound?
Does she need help with the formal outfit?
Oh, she might.
Oh, gosh.
No. Sorry, I'm going to send her over to Arnie M.
Sorry, my.
Yeah. Kaya, call Arnie M, mate.
Sorry, I just felt some movement in my.
in your bra area.
Everything. I don't know what I've done. I have a 16-year-old. She's 16 2 weeks, and she's a magic. She's magic.
That's fun. Why don't you do another funny way to kick me while I'm down?
She's my best mate.
Yeah.
And the responsible adult in the family.
Yeah, see, no, I'm
waiting for the turn. Everyone's like, oh, she's going to turn him. She's going to turn. And I'm waiting like, come on, Chella, do some rebelling. Here's a lemon rusky.
Yeah,
I gave her one rusky to take to a party. I had to write a permission slip. Okay, Chella has one lemon rusky signed M. Rustiano.
Oh,
and Chella drank half. She brought it home.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. With the lid on. Chilled. Yeah. To keep the fizz.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but I love my girls. I do. I love them. And they love me as well. But I'm at a moment. They don't love me. I'm just trying to convince myself.
Do they love
that.
You? They do.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah, no, look, they do. We just get along, mate. We all just coexist. It's tricky. It's tricky. But I have thrown around that, well, you're 18 now. I'm one of those people that go, well, I moved out of home when I was 17, so maybe it's time for you. And she's like, okay, I'm in the middle of year 11. I don't know if it's time for that. I go, it's just something to think about. It's just something to think about.
Okay, well, send it to me. That's all I have to tell you.
Kaya, give Arnie M a call.
I'll pop her in a formal dress.
Yep.
I'll just give
her a glitter. Because chicks that wear glitter.
Get in the bin. Get in the bin right now and make glitter.
She won't do glitter.
I'm too upset. Go to a song. I am obsessed with Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Are you? You're not. I knew.
You are alone there, my friend.
I knew that. You would say that.
Yeah.
And they've just released a new trailer, and I did my own recap for anyone who didn't ask for it. It's on our Facebook page.
So good.
It was a blow-by-blow account of the new Star Wars trailer. Amazing.
Oh, my word.
So,
brilliant.
Because I love Kylo Ren, and I love...
Oh, wow, falling on deaf ears here.
Kylo
Ren. Sure.
And Rey. Now, Rey is the main character. She is the main...
She is the
new Jedi, okay? She's incredible. And the girl that plays her, Daisy Ridley, is even more incredible.
Uh-huh.
And Daisy Ridley has a talent that I have, and I know you have, and 131060, if you have this talent, do you have an amazing recall of a section of a rap song? Now, I know this is niche, but for some reason, rap lyrics stick in my head, and I become a lyrical gangster.
Don't you, though?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's hear Daisy Ridley. Now, she's just gonna reel off Eminem.
Oh, good.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he just calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now, everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, pow.
Oh, okay, I'm going to watch all the things now of the Starring Wars that she's in.
She's great. And I watch them and I go, yeah, Daisy, I feel you, because I have amazing rap recall.
Go.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to a man that's made a difference in my world and know the most man of hoes. He goes on the down low because I never heard about him with another girl. But I won't sweat it because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it. And believe me, y'all, he's worth it.
We are Sophia Grace and that other one.
100%. Ellen is going to have us on in tutu soon.
You'll be Sophia Grace and I'll be the other one. You're hype. Girl.
The hype girl who just sometimes isn't there.
No, and she's only there because she's cute. Yeah, they're like, where's your mate? And Sophia Grace like, I don't know. And she's just, I didn't even know she was here.
Except she's just as big. She's gone through puberty. Ellen's not interested anymore. She's she's gone.
Ellen's all about the kids lately.
She loves it. Do you have amazing recall in a rap song?
A little bit of rap song, but I've got amazing muscle memory. You just saw me do a cheer. I used to be a cheerleader, guys. Gold Coast to Seagull, scream and shout. We're going to hypnotise, paralyse and knock them out. I used to be a cheerleader.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I did. Look how high I can kick.
What happened? What happened to you?
What did happen? Did I just kick everyone out?
Everyone just saw your vagina.
No, I didn't because I covered it up when
I did.
Did
the cheerleaders and Lions kick you out? What happened? How the mighty fall. Did your pom-poms get repossessed? I would take your pom-poms if you. No, you won't wear glitter. You can't do a high kick. What's even the point?
I can't do a high kick. I take offence to that. Look.
Oh, please. You got a skirt on, Celeste Barber. Oh,
I covered it up. Not covered it up. That's rude. No. Do you know, I danced at 4-2 Winfield Cup Grand Finals, one of which when Tina Turner was there.
Shut your big mouth.
Come to the party now.
Tina. Yeah. Shut up.
We pulled out our cameras, our disposable cameras to take photos of her during rehearsals, and that got shut down. People are like, no photos of Tina. We're like, but it's Tina.
No, it's Tina. That has nothing to do with rapping.
But oh, I can do a bit of shoop.
Okay.
Oh, how does it start?
Shoop.
Shoop. Yeah, not that bit.
Shoop.
No, how does it start?
Shoop. Bedu, 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 bedu.
So talk amongst yourself.
No. How does shoop go? How does it?
I've got Want a Man in my head.
No, how does shoop go? Oh, no, wait.
Come on.
Lukey's coming in. How does it go?
How does it go, Luke?
No, Luke's going to go. No, come on.
Come on.
Shoop.
Oh, do you
shoop,
know?
Shoop.
My sister is having an absolute heart attack right now.
Is that wrong? He's got a body like Denzel with the... He's got a body like Arnold with a Denzel face.
Oh, we have failed. Oh, my God. Remember that time we lost our job? Right now?
The Radio Awards are actually happening on Saturday night. I think we might be a late entrant for this.
Well, we won't be now because I've got Want a Man in my head.
I know, it's over. Sorry, bye. Guys.
Thanks.
It's Sydney. Over.
Sorry.
So
goodbye.
Got a break?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That podcast of the M. Russiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Russiano.